When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070, WKOK.
2-on-1, bounce pass, right side, got it.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Glick's, Murray Motors Chevrolet, APW, Zimmerman Motors, Slavinsky Law Offices, UPMC Susquehanna, Carpet Man, Ad One Advertising Specialties, Sunbury Motors, Peters Home Appliance Center, W&L Subaru, Purdy Insurance Agency, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, and Little Addie's Cafe. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
'Twas a week before Christmas, and the Braves needed a win. They have been in a tailspin. And tonight, they're going to have a tough time with the Danville Ironmen, their host, here in the Whitey McCluskey Center in the Kanaski Gym in Danville, as they take on this Danville team that has had a pretty good season. Not great, pretty good. 3-2, 2-0 in conference play. The Braves come in 1-4, losing 4 in a row, and have a heck of a time trying to get things started. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, Dave Ritchie, and tonight the Braves have to get out of the gate. They cannot afford to have a night like they've had the last night and afternoon, Thursday against Lourdes and Saturday against Minersville.
Well, Kevin, two things that just have been a part of the Braves game. Number one, not being able to score. They basically sometimes rely on one or two people to put the ball in the basket, and that doesn't work out very well. And the second thing is they're not playing very good defense. It seems that any team they played so far has been able to get out to a 10-15-point lead with relative ease. And when I say relative ease, usually about 3 or 4 minutes into the first quarter. I noticed that when you look at a team like Lourdes and you look at a team like Wyomissing and we look at Minersville, all three of those teams are good basketball teams, but I don't think, as far as I'm concerned, that they should have been able to jump out to those big leads. And about the time that they start to play well, the second quarter, sometimes it's too late. And at Minersville, it wasn't even the second quarter. At one point, it was probably Minersville 50, Darrell Lyles 11.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
And I think it wasn't until a minute to go in the second quarter until Braden Long was the other player that scored for the Braves. And that's something that they're going to have to get over it. The other thing that I've watched, they seem to get so caught up in dwelling on mistakes that they made that they forget they got to continue to play the game. And I know Coach Ziegler has addressed that with them. And also, you cannot control the officials. You just got to play the way they call the game. And that's something else that has caused some problems. But it's early. Like Coach Ziegler set up at Jersey Shore, there are a lot of kids on this team that they have no varsity experience at all. And you can play all summer long, but once the season starts and you're actually in the gymnasiums of these Heartland Conference teams, you've got to adjust and get your game on track.
Well, this is a Danville team that has three starters averaging in double figures. The Braves, with three players in double figures as well, or excuse me, with one player actually in double figures, and that is, as you mentioned, Darrell Lyles averaging 19 points a game. They're going to need to find somebody to go along with Darrell Lyles tonight to try and get back on the winning track here in conference play and overall as they take on the Danville Ironmen. Coach Phil Ziegler joining us next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikellamy Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. MyPromotionalNeeds.com.
shop. You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW Instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear. You bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At garfields.net.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Welcome back to Danville. Kevin Herr with Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves. Listen, one of the things that's been a struggle the last couple of nights has been getting out of the gate. What is it that you can do to try and get a little bit more opportunity to get more open shots?
Well, we got to be a lot more patient on the offensive end. You know, teams are starting to speed us up a little bit and make us go a little faster than we feel comfortable doing, and we're starting to panic in those situations. So, you know, we're trying to definitely get more touches on offense, not panic, and make much better decisions with the ball.
Where have you felt this team has grown a little bit since the beginning of the season?
You know, this team is starting to realize, I think, at this point now that, you know, even though we have a very good player in Durrell, you know, he's not going to win the game for us by himself. You know, even in Michael Jordan's heyday, when he was scoring 60 a game, they weren't winning until, you know, Scottie Pippen and he started passing more and only scoring 40 a game. They started to win him some championships. So we got to realize that we need more contributions from just Durrell and, you know, a little confidence from a couple certain players will help.
Now, what is it that you've learned about this team since the summer workouts and the preseason?
Well, right now we're having a hard time letting things go. Right now we're, you know, if we make a mistake, we, you know, put our head down a little bit and we jog back in transition, and that just leads to disaster at the other end. So we have to, you know, short memory, next play, and, you know, get back and make something positive happen to the other end.
We've talked about it all year. It is a very tough December schedule. Tonight's matchup, another talented team in Danville, has a lot of shooters, can't focus on one or two guys. What is it you have to do to try and slow things down?
Well, you know, we have to try to make them throw the ball around on offense a little bit and not get into a full court game with them. You know, I'm sure they're going to try and press us and speed us up a little bit. We have to, you know, we're probably going to try to counteract a little bit pressing them to try to slow them down a little bit, more of a cautious press. And, you know, I'm hoping good decisions tonight and limit them to one shot will give us a little more opportunities to score ourselves.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate your time. We'll check in with you later.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hey, Shikellamy sports fans. Our team knows how important it is to warm up before each basketball game and wrestling match. Well, Little Addie's Cafe Market Street Sunbury can help you warm up too. Little Addie's features mochas, espresso, lattes, and innovative seasonal drinks. Homemade breakfast and lunches every Tuesday through Sunday so you can kick back any day or weekend with their homemade soups, sandwiches, and weekly specials. Visit Little Addie's Cafe on Facebook or Market Street Sunbury. Upgrade your day.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Giving you the starting lineups tonight for the Shikellamy Braves, the visitors tonight. It'll be Nate Menear. He's a 5'10 junior guard. Menear averaging 3 points a game. Braden Long, the sophomore, a 6-foot guard. Long averaging 8 points a game, a 50% free throw shooter. Carson Ballman, a 5'9 guard. He's a junior. Also getting the start tonight will be Darrell Lyles, a 6'4 forward, leading the team in scoring at 19 a game. He has a 55% free throw shooter, improving greatly over the last couple of games. Leads the team in rebounds, assists, and in blocks. Davis Marshall, the 6'4 forward, is a sophomore. Marshall averaging 4 points a game for the Shikellamy Braves. Braves are 41% from the two-point area, 13, make that 18% from the three-point line, a 52% free throw shooting team. For the Danville Ironmen, it will be Coleman Cush. Cush is averaging 1 point a game, has not gone to the line yet this year. He is a 5'8 senior. Shane Kozik is a 6'1 senior, averaging 14 a game. He's a 65% free throw shooter. Peyton Riley, the 6'1 senior, averaging 13 a game, a 60% free throw shooter. Mavin James averaging 9 points a game for the 6'3 junior. He is 7-for-7 from the charity stripe. And Dyson Harwood making a return after losing an entire year due to a knee injury. He is a 6'5 senior, averaging 12 a game and 76% from the free throw line. Again, it's Cush, Kozik, Riley, James, and Harwood for the Ironmen. Menear, Long, Bauman, Lyles, and Marshall tonight for the Shikellamy Braves. That's your starting lineup. We'll take a quick timeout. Get you ready for the opening tip. This is Shikellamy Braves football and basketball.
Most of us want you to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Getting ready for the opening tip here from the Whitey McCluskey Center and the Kanaski Gymnasium. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball here on WKOK. The Ironmen will be in their white jerseys with purple trim and orange numerals and lettering. The Braves in their road navy blue with numerals in maroon trimmed in white. The lettering white trimmed in maroon, and the Shikellamy arrow down the pants on the seam.
You know, Kevin, we look at names like Kozik and Riley, and we forget so many times, about Coleman Cush, who's been here for 4 years. And, he's been another one of the Brave killers. Kozik looks like he could probably step on the football field and and just do as good a job now as he did just a couple weeks ago.
I was going to say, and he did a pretty good job a couple of weeks ago on the football field as well. Braves get the tip and will control it. Mahman with the basketball, attacking the basket opposite our broadcast location. As we are up in the upper deck here at the Kanaski Gym. And a good feed from Darrell Lyles to Mahman will get the Braves on the board first.
That's one thing that Darrell does. He passes the ball very well. Leads the team in assists, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin.
Does indeed. And a miss at the other end for the Ironman gives Lyles a chance to bring it back up. Darrell feeds it underneath the long, and coming up with it is Manier. Rolls in the cylinder and right back out. Lyles tries to make the save on the baseline, loses it out of bounds.
You know, Nate's been getting a lot of looks inside. He's had a couple of layups. Just seems to have the rotation on that ball wrong. He's, you know, it spins off the front of the rim. That'll change, hopefully. All right. Braves with another good opportunity to put two on the board, Kevin.
Kush with the basketball, goes between the circles, guarded there by Mahman. And back to the near side to Peyton Riley. Far side into James. Now the near side, Peyton Riley lobbing it up. One-hander for Mavin. That one does not go. James couldn't finish that one.
It was a little bit early for a little bit of showboat. Nice play by Braden Long to Marshall.
Yeah, he drives the baseline, feeds it to Marshall when the guy comes down and collapses on him. Braves up 4-0. Big change from last couple of nights.
Well, they're playing this zone to keep the shooters off guard and doing a decent job, except not right now, Kevin.
Far side three, and Peyton Riley hits that one. He's the three-point shooter on this team, and he just showed it.
That's how you beat the zone. You rotate the ball, you pass, and Riley just slid down into that right corner, and nobody was out on him, and he nails a three.
Mahman with a slow pass and trying to take it coast-to-coast as Coleman Cush loses it out of bounds. He was inches from getting an easy bucket.
Well, it didn't help that the official was standing in his road too, Kevin. I mean, Cush showed a lot of speed there.
Did get distracted knocked off his route. How's that?
The officials just don't get out of the road like they used to.
Long drives in, finds Riley, and his shot blocked by James. Here comes Kozik the other way with a 2-on-3. Riley with the feed, left side, lays it up and in with the left hand. 5-4, well, Danville under 6.
That's what Coach Ziegler did not want to happen. Transition, speed, and Riley with that great pass from Kozik. Didn't even miss a beat, Kevin, as he gets his fifth point.
Lyles from the elbow misses that one. Riley lobbing it to underneath to Kozik. Kozik reverse layup in. 7-4 and a quick timeout for Bill Ziegler. We'll take a timeout with him at the mark of 5:34 here in the first period. It is Shikellamy 4, but Danville coming back with 7. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices and save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Bill Ziegler takes a timeout after a 7-0 run after the Braves got off to a 4-0 start. Ironman now lead at 7-4, all started by a big three from Peyton Riley. Braves with the basketball, attacking the basket to our right, and a stuff by Harwood. Gets a jump ball on Darrell Lyles. It will be Danville basketball.
Darrell is not going to be able to go in the paint. First of all, James is a great leaper, and you're talking about Harwood, who's 6'7". He's going to have to use a little bit of faking once in a while and get some better moves. Just can't go straight at him, Kevin.
Cush on the far wing finds James a little further. Now to the near side, Kozik out of bounds, too high. Shikellamy basketball, 5:03 to go first period, 7-4. Danville leading.
Well, Danville has made several errors here, and the Braves have taken advantage of it twice on offense. That's been a positive for them, but they're going to have to stop the fast break by Danville.
Long driving in over the block, missed. Mavin James has it tipped out of his hands, but an over-the-back call on Marshall will bring up the first foul of the game.
Marshall came over, did come over the back, but I think what's even more obvious was the fact that he swung. You know, he took his arm and swung at the ball, and it came down. I don't know who the player was that he hit, but it was right in front of one of the three officials.
Actually, I think it was James that he ended up making contact with. Here comes Cush, finds James near side. Long two, overshot the basket a little bit. Bounces into the hands of Ballman. Ballman loses it. Mammon picks it up, and James travels as he rolls when he picked up the basketball, and that's a no-no.
It's pretty nice when your power forward, all right, has the ability to swipe the ball away from one of the Braves' better ball handlers. You know, just, I mean, hey, listen, this is a very athletic basketball team.
Pass goes inside, and they get it to Marshall. Marshall now to Lyles. Lyles will give it to Ballman. He will set the offense, start in. Tries a prayer shot from the right side, a little too far out, missed it. Rebound by Marshall. He tries a fadeaway off the window, no good. Here's the third time on the fadeaway by Lyles, missed everything, and Marshall will get called for another over the back as he tries to slap it out of the hands of James.
Well, Davis a little bit over-anxious, Kevin, and he's got two fouls, and that's going to bring in David Munoz, and you're going to lose about, what, 8-9 inches of height here.
Yeah, I would say so. Munoz, go ahead.
You're not going to lose any girth, all right, because Munoz is, you know, plays defensive end, defensive tackle on a football team. So, you know, sometimes the width helps you with the loss of height there, stuff for people to get around you.
Officially 5 inches, Munoz 5'11", 6'4", is Marshall. Here's the give to Cush on the far wing. Now to James inside Harwood. Harwood draws a crowd. And then coming down as long as he got faked out by Kozik. And he drops on top of Kozik. Almost looked like he came off the top rope.
You know, Jason Harwood, again, when you're 6'7", you get the ball somewhere on the paint around the foul line. Just keep it up in the air. And you have people slicing, you know, down the paint. And you finally hit one guy and... It was a little delayed action to get Long up in the air, but it worked. Long picks up his first foul.
Ironman with the basketball, attacking the basket to our left. Under four to go here in the first period. Harwood on the far elbow. Now to the near wing. In the hands of Cush. They'll swing it around. Harwood, long two from the corner. No good. Rebound by Stevens. Stevens throws it away, then gets it back, trying to get it to Luciano. And then a foul. Looks like a reach in on Cush. That will be the first foul on the Ironman here in the first period.
One thing Dylan has to remember is he is the guard. He's the person that should have the ball. Put it on the floor, get down the court. You know, I think he was trying to get a transition going there, but, you know, get it out of traffic, okay? And he's going to be fine.
Long finds some opening, tries to throw one up, and then Harwood looked like he got a lot of contact there on Lyles. No call, steal the other way. It goes to Kozik. Kozik shot no good from Riley's feed, and the Braves will get it back down.
How did that not go in, Kevin?
I don't have any idea.
That was just picture-perfect three-on-one fast break.
Stevens with a runner. That one no good, and this time Riley will come up with it again. Riley passes it inside, hits the hands of Lyles, and Lyles puts that one right between his hands and brings it back the other way. Lyles with the basketball, lobs it in for Long. Long makes Mavin a miss there from James, but he gets the block anyway.
Well, James,
he missed it the first time and blocked it the second.
I know, you got to use a head fake there, get James in the air. Nice pass by Durrell to get Long the ball. He got his shot blocked.
Kozik now in the near wing, drives the baseline, opposite side. Riley from his three-point shot, hits another one, 10-4. Ironman on a 10-0 run with 2:30 to go here in the first.
And the Ironman have made a lot of mistakes, Kevin. They've had, you know, I shouldn't say mistakes. They've had one and done on the offensive end, and the Braves have gotten the boards, and they've thrown the ball away. They just can't score at the other end. Again, Hayward with the block.
And again, no chance at the other end. Here comes a short 10-footer by Kozik. Back iron, no. Lyles with the rebound. Durrell picks it up. It'll be Luciano bringing it up for Shikalimi now with 2 minutes remaining in the first period. Luciano lobs it in there for Lyles. Lyles working on Harwood. Off the window, no good. Harwood with a rebound.
They're changing every one of the Braves' shots on the inside with their ability to block. Between James and Harwood, it's unbelievable.
Cush with a three from the top of the key. Back iron, no good. Long pushes it up. Now has a three on two. No look. Pass left side. Stevens lays it up. Missed the shot. That might have gotten a, that Coleman Cush might have gotten a hand on that one as James picks up the ball on the rebound and a whistle.
He also picks up the foul, I think, doesn't he? Or are they going to give that to Munoz?
No, I think this is going to be on Shikalimi.
Yeah, you're right. It is on him. That's right. I was looking at what took place afterwards.
Holcomb checking in the game now for the Ironmen, and Charlie Betts, the sophomore, in the game as well as James sits out and Harwood sits out.
They gave that foul to Braden Long. That's his second foul, and that's not
right.
Good. Hernandez in. That gives the Braves another big guy. The freshman I've been very impressed with so far this year, Kevin.
Played a lot in the JV game that the Braves fell 72-16.
That was a clinic put on by Coach Diltz's JV team here at Danville.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable shooting ability. Just great athletes again.
They hit everything.
And they just out-hustled and outplayed the Braves at all aspects of the game.
Sidler in the game for the Ironmen as well after that stoppage. Loose ball. Darrell Lyles had it for a second, then lost it. It goes into the hands of Betts. Betts now gives it off to Sidler. Sidler goes between the circles now, coming to the near side. A lob right side to Cush on the right wing, guarded by Stevens. Bounces it in for Betts, and that goes right by him out of bounds with 46.9 to go and a 10-4 Ironman lead.
That would have been a great play. All right, nice high-low pass down to number 13, Charlie Betts from Cush. All right, just didn't quite get there.
Braves haven't scored since the six-minute mark of the first period, and they trail by six. Stevens with the basketball out on the far wing with 33 seconds to go. Now Luciano has it, right wing in the hands of Menier. Menier will back up, guarded by Cush. He will drive in. He's looking for Luciano, finds him in the far corner. He'll come out to the top of the key, stop at the near far wing. Now over to Menier, near wing rather, with 14 seconds to go. And Cush is all over him. Luciano gets the basketball, top of the key, left side, Stevens on the wing with six. He drives in, shoots, hits the backboard. Kozik with two, hits this half-court line, fires it up, and comes up short. At the end of the first period of play, it is Danville 10, Shikalimi 4. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At W&L Subaru, you can lease the all-new 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i for only $279 per month.
Or lease a Forester for only $259 during the Subaru Share the Love event. For every new car purchased or leased, Subaru will donate $250.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Lease the 2019 Subaru Outback 2.5i KDV01 for $279 per month with $1,999 down. 2019 Subaru Forester KFV01 for $259 per month with $1,759 down. 36-month, 10,000 miles per year, and zero security due. Offer ends December 31st.
Ad One Advertising and Design supports Shikalimi Winter Sports and your team too. Listen up, teams of all ages and sizes. Ad One has your apparel just waiting to take you to the next level. Shirts, unis, warm-ups, and more. Booster clubs? Yeah, we've got your swag too. Tees, hoodies, hats, whatever. Tell your coach and parents clubs Ad One will put your logo on it. Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, New Era, just to name a few. You look good. Logoed by Ad One Advertising and Design, Sunbury. 570-286-1111 or online. My promotional needs.
Second half of play, Danville dropped a 4-0 lead to Shikalimi, and then about the six-minute mark went on a 10-0 run. And I'll tell you what, Shikalimi's lucky that it's only 10-4, Chief.
Well, and yeah, because Shik's been getting the shots they can't score, and Danville has missed a lot. Of course, that has to do with some good defense by the Shikalimi Braves, too.
And very, very stiff rims here. No giving these rims tonight. And here comes Lyles from the foul line. High arcing shot, drops it in, and Durrell breaks the 6.5-minute scoring drought for the Braves.
A lot of how this game's going to go is going to depend on the first couple minutes here in this second quarter. If the Braves can keep playing like they did, they'll keep themselves in this game.
K.J. Riley in the game for the Ironmen right now. Braves haven't made any changes since the timeout, or since the end of the period, rather. Harwood underneath.
Offense.
And an offensive foul as Harwood drops the shoulder on Long, on Hernandez, rather, and Long, both of them.
Oh, you know, in defensive Dyson Harwood there, he got the ball. He was down low when he came up. you know, that 6-7 frame just kind of lunged forward and knocked Hernandez down. So he picks up his first foul.
Team's foul number four for Danville. They lead it by four. And there's a pass stolen away by Peyton Riley. Riley over top of Bauman, can't get it to go. Long with the rebound. Long will push it up. This is not the run and gun that Bill Ziegler wanted. Behind the back dribble by Long, and he lays it off the window and in.
I'm not so sure he needed to do that. It looked pretty, but the most important thing is nice touch off the backboard to get 2 points for the Braves.
Wow, that was pretty though. 6:40 remaining in the half, 10-8, Ironman leading, and big move on the baseline by Holcomb, gets the bucket and draws the foul. Holcomb, a pretty darn good golfer as well as basketball player.
Doesn't look like he would lose anything on the football field either, Kevin. Kids put together pretty good.
Played early in his career, I know that.
What do you want to do? You know, play golf, play football. You get out of school a lot longer to play golf. Those things start right in the middle of the afternoon.
And he finishes a three-point play for the Ironmen with 6:35 to go in the second period, 13-8. Yeah, the weather's nicer usually when you're playing golf. Usually. Lyles now gets the feed, drives it off the window, no good. Backside rebound by Hernandez, and that one goes.
Well, the Braves are sticking with them, Kevin, 13-10.
Long tips and it out of bounds, out of the hands of Mavin James, and it goes into the stands. It'll be Ironman ball.
And, you know, again, all right, they need a game like this. All right?
Absolutely.
And they need a game where, you know, maybe Danville's not 100% on, and, you know, they take advantage of their mistakes.
K.J. Riley over to the near wing into Holcomb on the baseline. Holcomb makes a move, then tries to pass it out to Peyton Riley. He gets to Riley on the wing, then goes to the far corner. Near wing, K.J. K.J. hands it off to Holcomb. Holcomb now to James. James will back out between the circles. Bounce pass inside from K.J. Riley to Holcomb. Holcomb double team, goes to the foul line to James. James with a running one-hander. No good. The tip in, no good. And loses it on the baseline. Chickalamy basketball, 5:49 to go. A three-point Ironman lead in the second.
Well, with Hernandez and Darrell Lyles both in that paint there, when James came, got in the middle there, he got squeezed pretty good, all right.
Sure
threw
did.
His shot off, and they were there to help with the rebound. So I'm pressed, but take care of the basketball, guys.
Yeah, Ironman right now putting the press on, that one tipped out of bounds on the baseline.
But this is that 1-2-1-1 press that they like to run. They usually have, you know, one of your better players up front in James, long arms, able to, jump and move very quickly.
Father on the coaching staff, and there's a steal on Bauman, and James will put it up and in. I was about to say, James, his father, a longtime official before going into coaching. And that one right through the hands of Hernandez, out of bounds. It'll be Ironman basketball just that quick at the other end with a five-point lead.
That was the correct idea. That you know, Hernandez was going to be open on that on the low box on the far side. And the pass was catchable, except he just did not get his hands up quick enough, Kevin, to get it.
Top of the key, K.J. Riley with a basketball, puts it on the floor. Drifts between the circles, goes left side. Now to the far wing to Peyton. Back to K.J., top of the key. Right side on the far wing, Mavin. James will give it off to Peyton in the corner. And they'll swing it around. K.J. now to the foul line, underneath from Peyton Riley to Holcomb. Holcomb misses a shot. Lyles comes up with a rebound.
Again, the Braves dodge a bullet and get an opportunity to get a basket here. All right, after a missed shot by the Ironmen.
They are really struggling from the floor here.
And inside, too, Kevin. Well, both teams are. Both teams having trouble around the rim. I think, you know, you're two, three. Oh, boy.
Wow, lots of contact underneath between Holcomb and Lyles. He throws one up thinking he'll get continuation. No whistle. The foul comes later.
They're going to call it
on
Bauman.
And that'll be against Chickalamy out front.
They're going to call it on Bauman underneath, Kevin.
Oh, was it underneath?
Yeah, he undercut. All right. And I don't know which one of the rebounders for Danville it was, but he picks up his first foul.
Luciano Stevens and Marshall in the game now as Long, Hernandez, and Meniere sit out. Danville did not appear to make a change here in the lineup.
Kevin, I've seen some wild shots on the inside tonight. very unorthodox. And the reason they're unorthodox is because they're not going in either.
Yeah, and there's been some tight defense, too.
Braves playing a zone right now.
The zone has given Danville some problems here.
Boy, and the Braves zone is really out front. There's the foul line. Turnaround jumper by James is good. Halfway through the second period, 17-10, Danville leading.
You're not going to block Maven James' jump shot, Kevin. I don't care if you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Mammon's arms are just too long.
Well, he gets off there.
And speaking of long arms, he just picked Lyle's pocket and tried to dunk it and missed it. Rebound by Kozik. That shot's no good. And then a jump ball as he got tied up by Marshall. Lenny Smith not going to be happy about that one.
He's not happy about it, and I'm sure Coach Ziegler's not happy that Darrell Lyles keeps wanting to bring the ball up the court. You know, he's not a guard.
Ironman have the basketball. They'll pass it to the baseline to Peyton Riley. Cush now on the near wing with 3:30 to go in a 7-point lead. They'll get the ball back from Peyton Riley between the circles now, moving to the right. On the near wing, Riley again. Now Cush far wing, working his way around again. The Braves really giving him some trouble with that zone, and a kick called on Lyles. And Coach Ziegler thought it was off of the knee.
It was either off of the knee or the of his thigh. It was not a kick.
Now it'll be Danville basketball.
It doesn't matter what we think.
Yeah, we don't count.
We don't count at all.
Danville basketball, 3:10 to go, 17-10. The Ironman lead here in the second period. It's one of the lowest scoring games I think we've ever seen here in this gym.
Both teams not able to put the ball in the basket. Plus, I think the Braves are playing a really nice 2-3 zone here.
Really good 2-3 zone. And they try to get KJ underneath on the baseline. He got hammered by Marshall, who will pick up his third foul and team foul number 6 on the Braves.
You know,
two shots.
Riley was, there was nobody between him and the basket, and Marshall came over and ran into him and swung at him and picks up number 3.
Actually, that'll be the 7th team foul. KJ coming in 2-for-2 from the line. He's 3-for-3 now. Checking in now will be Peyton Riley, Harwood. He comes in for James.
Why do they have him number 4 on the roster and he wears number 1?
That's a great question.
I think, you know what? I think that you're getting false news.
Second one is good. And he remains perfect from the line. He will come out now. And Jack Smith, the junior, will come in.
Not fuzzy news, false news.
False news. Incorrect. And Munoz got the long pass, lost it, got it back, almost traveled. Finds long, far side, runs the baseline, got by Harwood and put it in.
The reason he got by Harwood was because he was in the air before Harwood even thought about blocking his shot. Makes the layup. 4 points for Braden. Great job.
19-12, Ironman leading with 2:30 to go here in the half. Cush with the basketball right at the top of the key against this 2-3 zone. He finds Kozik, who hits a running one-hander from the wing and drives in for 2.
Kozik is one of those kids that he just takes control, Kevin. He's a leader. All right, he figured they needed a little lift up there, and they sure got it with that running five-footer.
And along, working hard inside, can't get that one to go. Munoz looks like he has it. Now he gets it back. He finds Stevens. Stevens to Lyles. Lyles hard to the bucket, rattles it home. 21-14, a touchdown lead for the Ironmen with a minute 50 to go in the half.
Well, the Braves aren't giving anything underneath the offensive boards, Kevin. Munoz keeping that ball alive. All right, and same way with Dylan Stevens. Darrell benefited from that hustle.
Near side, Kozik. Kozik will drive in over top of Munoz. Yeah. He will get called for the block, and it will be 2 shots coming for Kozik, a 65% free throw shooter on the year.
Well, David tried to hold his position, but Kozik went around him, and as he did, you know, anytime you slide that shoulder or slide that hip, they're going to call you for the blocking foul.
And Kozik hits the first, makes it 22-14, 18 fouls on Chickalamy with a minute 38 to go here in the first half.
Well, Kozik with 6 points now, Kevin, as he makes both foul shots, and the Ironman 5-for-5 from the charity stripe here, Kevin.
Student section here at Danville in beachwear tonight. It's beach night here at the Kanaski Gymnasium at the Whitey McCluskey Center and the FW Deal School. And a foul, a travel on Stevens as he was harassed by Smith.
again, you know, both coaches argue their cases against the officiating, and both of
neither
them
one will win.
Both of them end up sitting down.
Well, if you argue too much, you sit down for the entire half.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
But yet. That's what you don't want to have happen, right? Harwood underneath on the baseline, tries to get it to Peyton Riley. That one tipped, goes out to Smith. Now to the near wing, Cush for three, no good. Lyles tips it out of the hands of Harwood, out of bounds. Yeah. It will be Danville basketball.
Danville working a little short corner to man and coming down the high post. Almost got a layup that time. It'll work for him here eventually.
Near wing now in the hands of Riley. Far wing, Smith hits a three. And the junior fires in a big three-point bucket with a minute to go, 26-14. Danville with the largest lead of the night.
Man, where'd he come from, Kevin?
The bench. And points off the bench are big tonight. Lyles, that shot on the running one-hander doesn't go. Put back, back iron. That one drops in.
Terrell went in for a layup, and there's two Danville linemen laying on the baseline, Kevin. That's how he got the next rebound.
Mavin James with a long two. That one is no good. And a foul underneath as Harwood hits the hardwood.
And David Munoz is going to pick up number two.
And that will be a one-and-one situation as Hernandez will come in now for Munoz. Harwood a 76% free throw shooter with 32.4 remaining in the half and a 10-point Ironman lead.
David's given up a lot of height there. He has to use his body, and, he just basically probably a little too physical.
And the first one barely moves the net.
That's Harwood's first points for tonight, Kevin.
Wow. That's an interesting statistic. And he gets his second of the night. That will bring Sidler into the game now. He will come in for Harwood, who will sit for the next 32.4 so he doesn't pick up a cheapie.
And the Ironmen 7-for-7 from the line. The Braves yet to go to the foul line.
And running out of time. Braves just barely get it into Long. Here comes Long. No look pass right side. Stevens on the baseline. Draws a crowd. And a bunny hop by Jack Smith on the top of the shoulders of Stevens will send Stevens to the line to shoot two.
Well, Dylan with I like to call it a little stop, all right? Jump stop and then go back up and drew the foul. Going to get a chance to shoot two.
And Stevens makes the first, a 71% free throw shooter as Sidler will come out now. Kozik will come in. Meneer in for the Braves and a long out for Shikalimi. Trying to make it a 10-point game now is Stevens. And he will.
Dylan, it's just a great move to get the overzealous shot blockers up in the air. Now he gets his first points of the evening.
28-18, final possession likely here with 17 seconds. Cush will give it to the near wing and find Peyton Riley. Back to Cush with 10 seconds. He'll go between the circles with nine. Bounce pass Peyton Riley, far wing three. Got it! That's his third three of the night with 3 seconds left. Lyles has it. Half-court shot. Overshot the basket. And at the end of the first 16 minutes of play, it is Danville 31, Shikalimi 18. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. Holiday Cash was a great success. We're extending it to the end of the year. You get $500 back on every in-stock car or truck you purchase.
Now you have till Monday, December 31st. Everyone that purchases gets $500 holiday cash.
We have discounts on new cars and trucks up to $10,600. And remember, if your credit score is below 620, we have a program to get you the credit you deserve.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money, fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW. KDBW.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At garfields.net.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
One thing we said, but and Bill Ziegler said as well on the pregame show, was the fact that they had to find some other scoring outside Darrell Lyles. Well, they kind of did that so far. Darrell was shut out in the first period. He had a little bit better second period, but they've been getting some more points across the board now than they did the last couple of nights, Chief.
Yeah, and if and it's a big IF, some of those guys would have made those little shots on the inside instead of being intimidated by James and by Harward, all right, there would have been more in the scoreboard. I will tell you that Carson Baumann has a basket. Dylan Stevens with two foul shots. Braden Long with two baskets for 4 points. Davis Marshall with a bucket. Jacob Hernandez with a bucket to go along with Darrell Lyles' 6 points. And Darrell was also one of those that was having a little bit of trouble to start the game. I think he got his first two shots rejected and then had a couple of changes of arc on his shot. But he kept hustling after, Kevin. And that's the one thing the Braves have done. They've gotten more offensive putbacks this game than probably the four games before combined. So
yeah,
definitely a different mental outlook with this team tonight. They're number one, they're – I think, like Coach Ziegler mentioned before, that they're playing the game and they're just, hey, we made a mistake. Let's just go on and keep going. All right. They're not letting themselves get psyched out by, you know, bad calls if there are any by the officials. And they're when the opportunity arises, they're taking those shots.
Well, and they look like they're playing a more confident game tonight than we've seen the last couple of games.
We looked at that junior varsity basketball game. And I think Coach Ziegler said every kid on the Danville JV was faster and a better player than what was out on the court for the Braves. And you're thinking, well, maybe we're going to expect the same thing here, because you're looking at the Riley brothers, you're looking at Kozik, you're looking at Kush, and Marvin James is probably one of the most athletic kids you can see, and the Braves are basically holding their own. Now, I will say Danville has missed a couple of inside shots. Although Peyton Riley certainly has not missed anything he's taken from beyond the arc when he gets open.
No, he's 3 for 3 from that far corner, and that's his favorite spot.
He has 11 points to lead all scorers. He's 11 out of the 31. The next closest scorers is Shane Kozik with 6 and James with 4. So, you know, if you were unfortunate enough to be in the Minersville gym on Saturday afternoon, and you would walk in and see what was going on right now, you'd feel so much better about this basketball team. You really would.
Yeah, that
I'm talking about the Braves.
That was a forgettable trip by far for the Braves. I mean, what was it, 26-9 or 5 in that first period?
I think it was even beyond that. It was 29-5.
29-5.
And at halftime, it was 39-13. And we didn't even get a good snack out of the Turkey Hill all right? We're on the way home.
We get you a chance to listen to the Celebration Bowl, though. That was nice. You know.
And you did get to eat some deer.
And that definitely made the trip worthwhile right there, the venison sticks. There's no question about it. Tonight, by the way, bowl season continues with the Boca Bowl. That is the Boca Raton Bowl. That will be coming up a little bit later on tonight. Don't forget tomorrow here on WKOK as we continue. I believe it's 10 straight days with play-by-play sports. Penn State takes on Duquesne. Duquesne 8-2 this season. The Nittany Lions are 5-5. We'll have that as Steve Jones and Dick Girardi will bring you that from Pittsburgh. On Eagle 107 at 10 o'clock, it's a West Coast game, 9:30 airtime on Eagle 107. Doug Birdsong with Bucknell on their way to Hawaii will stop off in St. Mary's in California, take on the 7-5 St. Mary's team. Bucknell St. Mary's 9:30 tomorrow night on Eagle 107. Here on WKOK, as I said, we're in a stretch of about 10 straight days of play-by-play sports. Wrestling coming up on Thursday night against Shamokin. Basketball coming up Friday night against Shamokin. Saturday an NFL doubleheader. Sunday night football. Christmas Eve, Monday night football. And then Christmas Day we take a break from play-by-play sports for a little bit. But not long, because we'll be back into it again on Friday with the Braves at Central Columbia. Right now, though, we are at the half here at the Whitey McCluskey Center in the Konaski Gym in the FW Deal School in Danville. It is 31-18. Danville leading Shikalibi on WKOK and on WKOK.com.
The coolest place to warm up this winter, Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Little Addie's is a trendy, relaxing coffee shop. Innovative seasonal drink flavors, plus mochas, lattes, fresh ground coffee, all handcrafted and made to order. Little Addie's has a full breakfast and lunch menu, too, to help upgrade your day. Check out the weekly specials, including Addie's homemade soups to warm you up. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Find them on Facebook or stop by to be greeted with a smile. Little Addie's Cafe, Market Street, Sunbury. Open Tuesday through Sunday.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Welcome back to the Whitey McCluskey Center here in the Konaski Gymnasium, where the Ironmen lead the Shikellamy Braves 31-18 as we get ready to start the second half. Update on the Boca Bowl. The Boca Raton Bowl in the middle part of the second quarter. It is UAB 17 and Northern Illinois 7.
But you took Northern Illinois.
I did take Northern Illinois.
And you're undefeated so far, right?
With the I was 6-0 coming into tonight.
Well, hey, it's a long time before the game's over, Kevin.
Well, somebody better tell the Huskies. The Shikellamy Braves will have the ball to start the second half, and they will do that. Attacking the basket to our left, it'll be Long, Stevens, Benier, Hernandez, and Lyles. And that time, Cush just picked Lyles' pocket. He'll give it to Peyton Riley. Riley will find Kozik coming the other way. That one sat on the rim for about a half an hour and then finally dropped in. On the other side for the Ironmen, it'll be Harwood, Cush, Navin James, Kozik, and Peyton Riley. And a foul.
It's going to be on Harwood. You know, he was going back when Darrell Lyles made his move, and even though Darrell gave him a little bit of a forearm shiver into the abdominal area, all right, it's because he was going backwards, they're going to call Harwood with his second foul.
Team foul number one here in this second half for the Ironmen. They get it underneath to Hernandez, who tries a sky hook, comes up short.
Just got to square his shoulders up. It'll get there, all right. Not good positioning, just didn't make a good shot.
Harwood at the foul line leans in on Lyles, and it rattles home. 35-18, 7:13 to go, third period, Danville leading.
You know, just a nice power move by Harwood to pick up his first basket from the field. He does have two foul shots.
Bauman with the basketball, driving to the baseline, got by Cush and got to the bucket.
A nice assist by Darrell Lyles again. Darrell draws a lot of people in that that foul line extended, and that brings people out. You get your guards cutting, and that's exactly what he did. Bauman hits it from the left-hand side.
Cush sends it inside to Harwood, and it is knocked out of bounds by Hernandez, but he'll pick up a foul on the body. I don't believe this is a shooting foul.
No, I don't think it will be either, Kevin. Although they're moving towards that. Yeah,
wow.
They're going to give him two.
That's a generous call right there. Yeah. Harwood to the line. And he will drop it off the rim, and then it will flop in.
Kevin, once he gets the ball inside, it's very difficult not to foul him, or you're going to let him score. So they're going to have to try to keep him from getting it. And he's 4-for-4 from the line, Kevin.
Second foul on Hernandez, team foul number one. 17-point Ironman lead, 6:40 remaining, third period. Lyles with the basketball at the foul line, driving in, stuffed by Harwood. Harwood picks up his third foul, and that was a tough call.
Sure was.
That was a tough call, I'll be honest with you.
You have to give Darrell Lyles credit, though. He keeps attacking
the basket.
And he
yep.
does. And, you know, again, they're, when you're both moving down the sideline, it's tough to get the offensive foul call on the person that's dribbling.
And the back iron miss for Lyles, and Lenny Smith staring down the official on the sideline after that one. Second opportunity for Lyles. That one does not go either.
Boy, that's tough. You got to make those.
Yep, those are big. And he has been shooting very well from the line the last several games. Harwood with a rebound. Mavin James now will be fouled. This one will be by Stevens.
Do you think it's Stevens? Stevens isn't out there, buddy. It's on 20.
It's Bauman. I'm sorry. I don't know where I got Stevens. I knew it was Bauman. I just said Stevens. Left side, three-pointer, and that's the first miss for Peyton Riley. The putback by Mavin James draws a foul.
Yeah, Darrell Lyles with a nice little face rake there, Kevin. I think that's, you know, Darrell's trying to get the ball, and he ends up getting his hand right in James's face.
Isn't that a WWE move?
I think it is.
Yeah. And James will come up short.
The first missed foul shot by the Ironmen tonight, Kevin. Before that, they were 9-for-9.
And this is about a 70% free throw shooting team, a little bit under that. Second one is good. 38-20. Braves need a bucket here really bad, and they need a stop at the other end. 18 points is danger zone for the Ironmen to start putting the game away. Long with the basketball inside, backs it out to Lyles. Top of the key now in the hands, almost traveling, of Carson Bauman. Far side, three-pointer, long, short. Good box out by Kozik. Comes up with a rebound to Cush. Cush to Mavin James. James to Harwood. Opposite side. Lays it up and in. No chance for Lyles that time. Pass by Lyles. Picked off by Cush. Lob in. No good by Harwood. And Lyles will get it back and will be trapped into the corner. Him will find Bauman. Bauman misses everything.
Rebound by Hernandez, and he will be fouled on the putback.
I think Peyton Riley is going to pick up that foul. Nice job
correct.
By Hernandez to get on the opposite side of where Baughman was shooting that ball from the corner. Because 99% of the time, the miss is going to come off that side. And he got it.
Hernandez with a straight shot rattles it through. Stevens coming in for Menier now, and it looks like Marshall will be in for Hernandez as soon as he finishes off this second shot that is good.
Yeah, well, the freshman picks up his third and fourth points, Kevin, before he goes out.
Both of those hit the front of the rim and dropped it and hit the back of the rim and then dropped through.
Absolutely no arc on the
none,
shot at all.
None. It was a howitzer.
And I think the ball was dead. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There was
no
rotation
spin.
On
nope.
it. So it wasn't going to spin out of there.
Nope. You are absolutely right. It was a flat ball coming in.
It worked. He got both of them.
It's functional. Yeah. That's all, and it counted. Nobody remembered how it looked. They just remember that it counted as two points. James with the basketball attacking this 2-3 zone. Far wing three by Riley. Missed two in a row now. Harwood with a putback underneath. Gets it and won't go to the line.
Well.
And this will be number four, yeah. I think, on Marshall.
Davis Marshall comes in after sitting out for quite a while with his three fouls and plays about 1 minute and picks up foul number four. Well, we were worried about Harwood wasn't scoring much. He now has 10 points, and this will be a chance for him to get number 11 as he goes to the line. 4 for 4 from the foul line tonight, Kevin.
Colin Holcomb will come in now for Peyton Riley, and Harwood, as Chief mentioned, 4 for 4 from the line. 20-point game, now a 21-point game with 5:03 remaining. Also checking in now for the Ironman is a number 34 that I don't have on the roster.
Oh, that's 34 is Yost. Patrick Yost.
Patrick Yost, all right.
I told you they have the wrong numbers.
Here. You're right. Long drives one in. It rattles 360'd and right out. Back the other way. James with a long jumper. No good. Lyles has it, loses it, gets it back, and gets control of the dribble. He'll come back now. He'll find Stevens underneath. Had his pocket picked by Kozik. Kozik brings it back the other way with 4:30 to go. Kush far side. Driving in is Yost on the baseline. Overshot. Rebound by Lyles.
Patrick Yost's father is Dave Yost, who's a standout player in his own right in high school and was coach at Southern Columbia too, Kevin. Head coach at Southern.
That ball all over the place and finally picked up by Stevens. He gives it off to number 44, Chad Blasius, who came in the last stoppage. He can't get the shot to go. Ironman have the basketball. They feed James inside, and he finally gets the bucket and a timeout by Bill Ziegler at the halfway part of the third period, and now looking at a 45-22 lead for the Ironman and starting a bit of a run to play take it away.
The Braves had three people underneath the basket after Darrell Lyles picked that ball off the floor, and they should have shot the ball right away, but for some reason they hesitated and left the Ironman get there. And then the old intimidation factor sets in, and you make about eight different moves to throw up a shot that rolls off the one side. And, of course, Danville gets that board, gets it out, and scores. The Shikellamy Braves do not get a basket, and Danville takes it down the floor. And, of course, Mr. James gets his seventh point.
We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
And the Steve Jones Show will be from Pittsburgh tomorrow.
You know, the Braves are down by 23 here, but this is they're playing a much better game than they did out at Minersville.
Yes, and against Lords, too.
Against Lords, you're right. They're getting opportunities to score. They get on their offensive sets, they're getting shots, all right? They're just not making them.
And a kick called on Peyton Riley. Stevens, well, actually it's Luciano that's going to inbound, I think.
I like Peyton's chin whiskers. He looks a little Civil War generous.
It is a little Civil War-esque. They get it to Lyles. Lyles fights his way inside, misses the shot. The shot by Blacious does not drop. It sits on the back of the iron. Now Peyton Riley will bring it back with 3:30 to go in the third. KJ with the basketball, now to Peyton, back to KJ Riley against the 2-3 zone. Harwood out front, finds KJ Riley, right side Harwood again. KJ between the circles, Harwood right side. Now to KJ back between the circles yet again.
They're going to get this ball down low someplace to somebody running the baseline eventually, Kevin.
Well, right now they're trying to sneak Holcomb in that area, and then they bring Harwood from the other side.
And also they've got Yost in there too, so they're running almost a triangle type offense between the three big guys from high low across the baseline, and so far the Braves handling it pretty good.
Well, and Danville's fine taking some time off the clock too. Now Harwood will make that Holcomb, putting it on the floor, no good. Rebound by Blacious. Stevens now bringing it up for Shikalimi. They'll find Lyles with 2:30 to go inside Blacious. He is stuffed by Harwood, and Harwood gets the jump ball. He tried to pick that one up and then lob it out to Yost underneath, but the jump ball was called.
Kevin, when you have your shot blocked and it makes your toes from your, you know, as you're coming up with your sneakers for your jump, makes them go back down on the floor, that's a block, all right?
And Harwood didn't leave the floor.
Yeah, Harwood didn't. He did not leave the floor.
He did not leave the floor to do it.
Not at all.
2:23 to go, third period, 45-22, Danville on top. It's been an interesting rivalry over the years between these two teams. Now this year, back in the same division as Harwood from the top of the key, fires up a three, no good. Yeah,
Blacious with another strong defensive board.
Big rebound. Stevens back the other way now. Braves trail it by 23 with 2 minutes remaining in the third. Lyles with the basketball, looks at the basket, now puts it on the floor, working on Yost. He's in trouble. And a foul coming on Yost, team foul number 4 on the Ironman with a minute 52 to go. But, yeah, these two teams have had some really good games, including the last couple of years. They were not conference games at the time. Now both teams are back in Division I of the Heartland Conference together. So it kind of renews what has turned out to have been a pretty good rivalry over the last couple of years. And that one good by Lyles. Of course, one of the biggest games, if you're a Shikalimi fan, would have to be CJ, his big three-pointer on the feed from his older brother, sending Shikalimi to the state playoffs that year in the semifinal at Shamokin.
The Tyler boys.
Yes.
CJ and Ernie.
And that one good for Lyles as well, 45-24. Ironman with the basketball and a minute 40 to go in the third. Peyton over to the right side, now to Harwood. Left side, KJ, back to Harwood. Right side, Peyton. He will drive in from the ring to the baseline. Pass is tipped by Long, out of bounds, out the door, and almost into the locker room.
Been watching Braden Long this entire game. Braden's one of those, one of the Braves players that can athletically stay with these kids on the Danville team. Does a nice job protecting the ball when he has it.
Ooh. And a whistle on Peyton Riley, who got the ball from KJ and fired up a three and got it. But the foul away from the basketball.
I think it was on Riley.
Actually, it's on Holcomb. That'll be team foul number 5, his first. So that nullifies another three from Peyton Riley. And the Ironmen have a 21-point lead. Long at the foul line, finds Lyles back outside the arc. I thought he wanted to give it to Luciano, but Luciano didn't want it. Lyles has it again, and he's in trouble, and he will be fouled by Patrick Yost.
Well, Darrell doing his best Marcus Haynes, Curly O'Neal imitation.
I was thinking Curly Neal, but yeah. Luciano with a basketball. And stolen away by Yost as he picked the pocket of Lyles, stepped right in front and took it the distance. Minute remaining, 47-24, along with the basketball.
Good anticipation by Patrick Yost. Not the best, you got to move towards the pass, and Darrell did not do that.
Long gets it back from Luciano, comes up short. Blacius steals it away underneath. He's fouled by Harwood, and I believe that's four on Harwood.
It is. Chad doing a nice job of just keeping after it, all right? And that is, they haven't put it up yet, but I think it is Harwood's. And he didn't leave his feet on that one either,
no,
Kevin.
No, he did not.
But Chad had a nice way of getting his body into Chadwick's arms, and that is his fourth foul.
First time Blacius has been to the line this year, and he misses the first opportunity as Munoz comes in as well as Bauman. And it'll be Kozik in for Yost. Harwood is out as well as Holcomb comes in. Braves will give Stevens and Lyles a rest. So one for two on the year is Chad. Makes it 47-25. Ironman with a basketball. Top of the key, KJ. Right side, Payton. Back to KJ with 30 seconds on the clock. Underneath, James couldn't keep a handle on it. Bounced it, though, to Holcomb, who laid it up and in right in front of the bucket. Wow. That, I don't know if that was execution or just a little bit of luck involved, too.
Holcomb moved towards the rim when James had the ball in deep, expecting to get a rebound, and he got better than that. He got a pass that was missed, and got himself a pretty easy layup.
7 seconds. Munoz with a one-hander. That one tipped by Holcomb. 3 seconds to go. Peyton Riley fires up a three from three-quarter court. No good. At the end of three periods of play, it is Danville 49, Shikellamy 25. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. Holiday Cash was a great success. We're extending it to the end of the year. You get $500 back on every in-stock car or truck you purchase.
Now you have till Monday, December 31st. Everyone that purchases gets $500 holiday cash.
We have discounts on new cars and trucks up to $10,600. And remember, if your credit score is below 620, we have a program to get you the credit you deserve.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Four periods of basketball, three in the books, and the Ironmen leading by a score of 49-25 here in Danville tonight. And Danville has really done a nice job. The Braves have done a decent job with the 2-3 zone that they don't play a whole lot. They're a man-to-man team for the most part, playing a 2-3 zone tonight. But Danville, as you were mentioning during the break, very patient here with this 2-3 zone.
Always looking for the high percentage shot out of the zone, and most times they've been able to get it here in this third quarter.
And not forcing a lot of shots.
Exactly.
From the elbow far side, Long will take the jumper, and he will get another two opportunity from the line.
I think Kozik's going to get called for that foul. And he does. That's
you are
first.
Correct. Team foul number 8.
Well, this is Braden's first time to the line. He does have 2 field goals for 4 points.
He is a 50% free throw shooter on the year, but will fall below that now with his first miss.
So he should make this one.
Second opportunity with the knee bend is no good. Tip out into the hands of Holcomb. Holcomb will find James. James will bring it up right wing. Payne Riley getting a little bit of a rest now. Jagger Dressler in for the Ironman. Cush now backing up a little bit. He'll go left side. Into the corner, Holcomb back up to the top of the key, Cush. And again, taking more time off the clock. He'll bounce it in, and Munoz with a steal. Finds Blacius. Blacius will send it out now to Luciano. Oh, what a great move for Luciano. Does a nice little scoop shot and froze the defender.
Well, Nate just attacked from the right-hand side, and when the defender for Danville kind of held his position and tried to get the charge, you're right, Kevin. He went around him and gave him a scoop right-handed shot and made the layup. Good finish. We've seen a lot of good moves, but not a lot of great finishes. Or any finishes at all, so Nate picks up his first bucket of the evening.
Ironman take a timeout here with 7:12 to go, as I think Lenny Smith had a lineup in there that was a little bit different and guys were not in the right position, so he wanted to take a timeout before things got too hairy.
Well, the Braves also, they did a nice job of pushing that ball up the court and getting a bucket off a transition. Hey, at times, you know, we've watched the Braves play. I've watched Chad Blacius here get a couple of solid rebounds. I mean, he's battling some big guys in there. So, you know, again, we talk about how poorly they played. They've been playing pretty good tonight.
And Dressler with a far wing three, no good. Lyles with the rebound. In the Boca Bowl, it is UAB 24 and Northern Illinois 10. That game in the second quarter late now. Here's a runner by Marshall that's short. Rebound back the other way by Bauman is tipped and into
blocked.
The hands now of James. Well,
James,
yeah, it was blocked.
It.
You're right. It was blocked. James shot at the other end, no good. Long finds it. Now to Meneer. Now to Lyles. Lyles looked like he might have gotten fouled underneath by James. James did not get the call. He got the ball instead. Finds Cush. Cush passes it now to Long. Long with a one-on-one. He'll go right to the bucket.
Blocked.
It is blocked by James into the backboard. Here comes. There went Kozik the other way, and he drew the foul.
The only way that tirade of up and down the court was going to end is when somebody finally fouled.
Yep, there was going to be a whistle. And that one is going to go against Nate Meneer, his first team's fifth. It is not a shooting foul, although Kozik is pleading his case that he was in the act of shooting. And Shane will not win that one because this is only the four-letter league, not the three-letter league. In the NBA, you might get to go to the line. Peyton Riley back in for the Ironmen now. 49-27. Just under six to go here in the game. Backside pass, James tried to lob it up, and
Riley tried to get it into James. Second time they tried that.
Went too far. And that one right through the wickets and right
Billy
through
Buckner
the hands.
Play,
yep, it was it was right on by Harwood that time.
He was playing first base, and the slow roller up to him, and it went right between his legs.
Slow roller by the bag! 49-27, 5:35 to go as Lyles takes the one-hander on James, who said, hey, that shoulder might have been an offensive charge, and the official disagreed.
If it weren't a 20-point game, okay?
You're probably right.
Point deficit, they probably would have been called. You're right. But Darrell picks up point number 10. 9 and 10, I should say.
James on the left side, 49-29. Yeah, James is like, my dad was an official. I know what a foul is. That's not it. Or that's it, rather. Cush with a long three left wing. Comes up short. Lyles with the backside. Rebound with 5 to go and a 20-point Danville lead.
The first time I saw the Ironmen actually look for a 3-point shot off of that rotating the ball around the Braves zone.
Long with the basketball, spins his way in on Kozik, and Kozik did a really nice job of defending that, but still Long fights through it and gets the bucket. Great shot. Cush with the basketball, bounces it around now, finds Peyton Riley. Now back to Cush, right side Kozik. Now to Cush between the circles, 49-31 with 4:30 remaining here in the game, Danville leading it. Left side, Kozik with the basketball. Gets it underneath to Harwood on the baseline. Back out to Kozik. And again, Danville a little more patient in this possession. Danville, Shikalimi collapsing on Harwood when he gets the ball on the baseline. Riley on the far side. He'll give it. Swinging around to Cush near wing. Inside now, Kozik with a fall away and gets it to drop. 51-31 halfway through this period.
Shane Kosick picks up 10, his ninth and 10th point, Kevin.
Averages 14 a game.
Again, they very patient on the outside and get that ball inside and get an easy two- or three-footer.
Woo. Lyles drives the lane and had a freebie until he got fouled, and that was the only thing that was going to keep him from getting 2 points on that one. He'll get a chance to get the two from the line with team foul number 9 on the Ironman. And this one charged to Peyton Riley, his third.
Darrell, 2 for 4, Kevin, from the foul line.
He is a 55% free throw shooter coming in. As we said, he's shot much better the last two nights. Really shot well Saturday afternoon at Minersville.
Yeah, good arc on the ball. That was looked like a nice shot. He was just a little to the right.
Just no movement on that rim. Luciano coming in now for Bauman. Lyles calling for the ball from the official, down 20 with 3:46 to go in the game.
and that one a little bit short falls into the hands of Harwood. Cush now with the basketball. They'll send it off left side to Riley. Back to Cush. Now Harwood on the far wing, or excuse me, near wing. Cush between the circles. Bounce pass to James. James now between the circles against this 2-3.
They run the three guys on the baseline, and they try to pick, you know, set some screens or some picks to get somebody open. And the Braves have been doing a good job of sliding by each of them.
Harwood underneath, kicks it back out to Riley. Riley with a baseline jumper, too long. Backside rebound for Long. He will fight for it, lose it. Kozik has it. He will drive in the cylinder, back out, and James will finish it off. 53-31, 2:55 to go here in the game. Danville leading it.
9 points for Mavin James. Seems like he should have more than that, but he probably has that many blocked shots.
Lyles fights his way through. Thought he was going to get a three-point opportunity. Put it through the basket anyway, and Bill Ziegler calls a full timeout with 2:44 remaining and a 20-point Ironman lead.
Right now, you know, I mean, Danville's offensive sets revolve around, hey, we got a 20-point lead. Let's not take any unnecessary long shots. Let's keep moving the ball around, and eventually we're going to get something that is high percentage, and it has been. And then they crash the board. So even if the shot is missed, most times they do get a second shot at it.
Well, here's what's coming up here on WKOK. Tomorrow night it's Penn State at Duquesne basketball. Steve Jones will have the call along with Dick Girardi. That's following Talk to Santa at 7. And then Steve Williams will be at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium on Wednesday for Shamokin Shikellamie Wrestling after Talk to Santa. Chief and I will be there for Shamokin Shikellamie Basketball on Friday night. And then we'll send you to Alabama, where the Nittany Lions are taking on the Crimson Tide. We'll get you to that game immediately following our game on Friday night. NFL doubleheader on Saturday night at 4, starting with Washington at Tennessee. Followed by Sunday night and Monday night football. Full schedule online at WKOK.com.
Just amazed me how you remember all that, Kevin. Up here, and you must have one of those memories that once you read it, you remember it forever.
I have a photostatic memory. And there was an alley-oop opportunity again, and Harwood went to the hardwood and missed the shot. But the Ironmen will keep the basketball with 2:20 remaining and a 53-33 lead. Kozik, right wing now, finding Peyton Riley. Riley works his way to the baseline and will be fouled. I think this one's coming up on Stevens.
Yeah, Dylan's going to pick up a foul here. Hey, Kevin, that's three alley-oops for dunks and another one on a breakaway dunk, and Lenny's boys are 0-4. I know the Globetrotters are going to be at Bucknell later on, and I know they're up in the
they're up in Wilkes-Barre
right
too, yeah.
Now, so, but we're getting a little preview here.
Does that make them alley-oopses?
Yeah, we can say that. Peyton Riley, a very unusual foul shot missed by him.
Yeah, he's a 60% free throw shooter, and usually
missed
them both.
One.
I'll tell you what, usually he's even better than that. And here comes Luciano with a rebound. He'll go left side, find Long, open three, got it! First three of the game for Shikellamie.
Braden picks up 9, 7, 8, 9 here with that three.
Long is a deceptive three-point shooter. He looks like a big guy down in front, and then he comes out and bangs one in.
But last year in the junior varsity, he hit those threes all the time. I just think he doesn't take enough of them.
53-36, minute 40 to go. Kozik driving in. That one drops in. With a running one-hander, 55-36 now, 1:30 remaining in the game. Long with the basketball, working there on Riley. They'll send it inside, but Riley steals it away, runs into James. Now he bounces it, finds Cush. Cush loses it, gets it, tips it out to Riley. Payton over to the right side to Cush, lobs it in now to Harwood. Actually, that was not really a lob. That was a straight beeline into Harwood.
It was.
There's a bounce pass by Riley right at the feet and hits Stevens in the shin. He picks it up. Oh, great adjustment for Darrell Lyles. Saw the defender, Kozik, come up. He went underneath him. Harwood with a one-hand jam.
Well, they got it, Kevin. They finally got it. All right.
Fourth, the fifth time's the charm.
And Bill Ziegler wants a walk.
Yeah.
Woo, that was pretty powerful, too.
It was.
I think we felt it up here, Kevin.
That's the only time this rim has been rattling all night. It is very stiff. 57-38 with 34 seconds to go.
Timeout and to get some players in, Kevin.
Timeout as the Ironmen will bring in full-scale substitutions now. And that will include, I think I saw Vandenhoof will get off the bench along with Dressler. Braves will send in Blasius, Hernandez, Meniere, and Marshall. Well, now Munoz got up too, so. And a whole lot of guys checking in. The scoreboard here at Danville has been replaced last year, now has the full team listed, fouls and points as well. And the scoreboard operator's going to have his hands full now. Sidler, Vandenhoevel, Kozik. Also in for the Ironmen is Smith and Charlie Betts. Vandenhoevel, by the way, is 11. He's listed as 14 on your roster, Chief.
That's a great name.
And here comes Kozik running free, and Hernandez tips it out of his hands out of bounds with 28.9 to go. 57-38.
Yeah. This always happens. Five new guys for Danville. Chicopee's playing man-to-man. They don't know who to pick up, and Kozik almost took advantage of it.
Kozik, the lone starter right now in the game for Danville. Now with the basketball, Smith.
We have a foul.
And a foul. Is that going to be on Munoz? It'll be a one-and-one situation.
Yeah, I don't know if Munoz or Hernandez, or neither one of them. We'll have to see.
No, it is on neither one of them. It's on Hernandez. Hernandez. Yeah. You did say Hernandez.
Jack Smith makes the first of two. Actually, he had to earn that second one, didn't he? That was a one-and-one.
And that one is good. 58-38, 20 seconds left. Meniere with a basketball, almost had it stolen away, feeds it inside for Hernandez, tipped away, Blasius gets it, loses it, and now picking it up is Sidler with 9 seconds to go. They'll find Kozik. Kozik with a layup, missed the shot. Hernandez has it with three. He'll find Meniere with one from the top of the key, off the window, and no good, and that will do it. As Danville will improve to 4-2 overall, 3-0 in conference play for the 59-38 win over the Shikellamie Braves. We'll wrap it up after this on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Come into W&L Subaru and help us celebrate the Subaru Share Love event going on now through January 2nd.
For every new car purchased or leased, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
Another great reason to come into W&L Subaru, we have financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months on select models. Come out and make a difference at W&L Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Finance offer on 2019 Subaru Outback models ends on December 31st. Well-qualified applicants only. See W&L Subaru for complete details.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Danville improves to 4-2 overall, 3-0 in conference play with a 59-38 victory over the Shikellamy Braves. And the Braves still struggling to get over that 50-point mark here in the last three games. But defensively gave up the fewest points they did all year since the win over Midwest.
Kevin, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I know they lost by 21 points, but much better outing for the entire basketball team. And I would love to have seen what would have happened in that first quarter if a lot of those missed shots would have been made. How much better this game would have, how much closer the game would have been.
It's definitely a step in the right direction as far as how the Braves played tonight compared to previous nights.
But you look at, Durrell with 14 points tonight, a little bit off his average, but Braden Long with 9, and then they've got two players with 4. You know, people were trying to score, and there wasn't this, okay, let's let a couple of guys score our points so that, and I'll just try to be a part of the team, and it doesn't work that way.
No, and Bill Ziegler talked about that in the pregame interview. You know, the other thing we saw tonight was we didn't see a dominating performance by any one player on either side of the basketball court tonight.
No, the way it started out, I thought Peyton Riley was going to have a great night. He did have a good night.
But, three big threes.
But he had all of his points in the first half. He did end up with 11. And Shane Kosick, a very quiet 12.
Very quiet
12 for Shane Kosick. And Dyson Harward, you know, it started out he wasn't doing so well. He ends up actually being a high scorer with 13 for Danville tonight. And Colin Holcomb with 5 and Jack Smith with 5. So Mavin James with 9. So, there was a very mixture there, too. Bill, let me ask Billy a question right away.
Go right ahead.
I thought the first quarter our kids just didn't put the ball in the basket. We had all kinds of opportunities, just missed shots, all right? That was it. The game would have been even – it would have been a much different game, even though I thought this game the kids played pretty well.
I thought the whole game we missed a lot of two-footers. Yeah. You know, we didn't keep a shot chart tonight, but I am sure that we missed at least 12 shots from 2 feet and in. Now, of course, they have 6'7", and they have a couple guys that can really jump that make it a little bit harder. But if we make some of those two-footers, we're down 10 in the fourth quarter, and, who knows then?
Exactly. And I also thought I saw some kids play with a little more confidence tonight. And I said to Kevin, even though we lost by 21, this was a much better outing than we've had in the last two games.
Yeah, one thing I went into the locker room and I said, I'm sure there's a lot of people around the area that thought this was going to be a lot more one-sided than what it was. This is definitely something that we can build on. You know, we came in with the game plan to try and slow them down, and I felt for the most part we did slow them down, especially in the first half. And, a couple missed shots here, we did turn the ball over way too much, and I didn't look at the stats how many it was, but it was still a little more than I'd like to have. But our effort was good, and I definitely, once again, think this is something we can build on.
Well, one of the things we talked about was 2-3 zone is not your forte. That's not your defense. But I thought it was really well played tonight. And I've seen it played about 3 or 4 times over the last several years. That might have been the best way I've seen it done. I mean, you were really denying anything in the baseline. And Danville had to be very, very patient.
Yeah, well, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to be patient. You know, Danville has a couple guys that can shoot, but one that really can shoot, and that's Peyton Riley. And you know, we tried to, when Peyton had the ball, make sure that we were 2 steps above the 3-point line. When anybody else had the ball, we were only at the 3-point line to try to force some of their other players to shoot the ball. But, it worked for a while. But, Danville's a pretty good team, and they figured us out at certain times. And, made too many baskets for us.
Well, you got Shamokin coming up on Friday night, Bill. We'll check in with you at the field house. It'll be nice to be back home for a change.
Yeah, yes, it will. Be nice to be home for the holidays, as they say.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill Ziegler joining us here on the post game. Danville with a 59-38 victory here over Shikellamy tonight. The Braves fall to 1-5 overall, 0-2 in conference play. Again, leading scorer for the Braves with 14, Darrell Lyles. 9 as well for Braden Long, who had a big three-pointer in the fourth quarter as well. And really starting to get on everybody's radar as a three-point shooter here at the varsity level, Chief. You mentioned it. He was a three-point shooter at the JV level. He doesn't look like he's going to be a three-point shooter at the varsity level if you're not used to looking at him. And all of a sudden he steps outside and bang.
He can do both aspects of the game. He can hit the outside shot, but he also has a nice dribble penetration move to get to the basket. And, you know, like I said, he's another kid that is going to have to take a lot more shots. And tonight he did. And I thought he could play athletically with just about any one of the guards that Danville had.
And for the Ironmen, Dyson Harwood led the way with 13. Shane Kozik, as you said, a quiet 12. Peyton Riley with 11, including 3 three-pointers in the game as well.
Well, Peyton Riley, after the first quarter, either wasn't looking to shoot as much or did not get the opportunity. And, you know, because I don't think he took a lot of shots after that.
Yeah.
And but I will say this about Danville. And, you know, Bill said they wanted to slow the game down. Danville accepted that, and they really pushed that ball from side to side and waited to get something on the inside, and most times it did. And just like the Braves, many times some of those shots were missed. But you got to give a couple of guys credit for the Braves. I thought Darrell Lyles and Hernandez and Blasius when he was in there, along with Marshall, they did a good job of rebounding and keeping bodies in check in there too.
And Davis Marshall played with a lot of fouls.
Yeah, well, he
too,
seems every time he came in, he picked up a foul, bang, bang, just like that.
He'd be
been there, Kevin. I've been there, Kevin.
Have you experienced that?
Yes, I have. And unfortunately, so many times I did not finish the game out on the court, if you know what I mean. So.
You finished the game in the locker room, is what you're saying.
Actually, on the bench.
On the bench. In the proverbial locker room.
Yes, exactly. Might as well have been in the locker room.
Once again, our final score, it was Danville 59 and Shikellamy 38. The Braves fall to 1-5 overall, 0-2 in conference play. The Ironmen improved to 4-2 overall, 3-0 in conference play. When we join you again, it'll be Friday night from the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse for Shikellamy playing host to Shamokin. Shikellamy Braves basketball is a WKOK Sports presentation.